This evening, the Gospel Spotlight welcomes Donnie C. Donnie Soul, how are you?
I am doing great. I'm doing great.
Donnie, you got a new project, Shelter from the Storm?
Shelter from the Storm.
Shelter from the Storm. First of all, explain to people, or let people know, who is Donnie C?
Donnie C, just a old country boy from Portsmouth, Virginia, growing up in Portsmouth, Virginia. In a Pentecostal church community, just love God. Love God. That's basically who Donnie C is. I love God.
How important is your ministry?
My ministry is very important. I tend to target people that are unchurched. My music is to attack the unchurched and bring them to God.
Would you say your music is more contemporary?
It gives you that contemporary feel, but it's more soulful, and it has a very melodic melody sound. It's my own unique brand.
Would you say your brand is sort of a laid-back brand?
Yeah, very laid-back.
very laid-back. Shelter from the Storm. What can we expect from this project?
From this project, you can expect to know my personal walk with Christ. You will know my struggles, and to where my point, the point that I am at now in Christ and my growth in Christ. You're going to learn a lot from me on this project.
Have there been any storms in Donnie C's life?
There have been many storms in my life that I had to endure. For anywhere from family to life in general, working, everything. It's been a storm.
Tell us about some of the songs that we can anticipate being on your project. It's just been released.
All right. My project has been released through Indie Charts Music Group, Kingdom Records, and is on iTunes, selling on iTunes and Amazon.com. And on this project, I did most of the writing on this project, and some of the songs, the titles of the songs, is that my opening title on this song is Getting to Know You. Getting to Know You, it simply explains I'm getting to know Christ. I'm getting to know more about him in my own way. I'm getting to know my personal relationship with him, my personal relationship growing. From that, I did a remake of Simply Red, I'll Keep Holding On. And that is because I had to teach myself that in the midst of my storms, I needed to keep holding on, because I know that the trying of my faith worketh patience. And then the next track up there is Shelter from the Storm. From Shelter from the Storm to Marching Up to Zion, Giving My Life Back. It's just going to be an amazing album. It's an amazing album.
How important is it, not only for you, but for people to just keep holding on? Because a lot of times it is easier to just give up than to keep holding on. But it seems like when you get to that moment when you're ready to give up, seem like things start to change for you. Explain to us the importance of just keep holding on.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God. You have to keep holding on. You have to. It's no other choice. No other choice. You have to keep holding on, keep the faith, keep believing, keep trusting, keep prayed up. It's very important. It is very vital to keep holding on, because your change will come. It will come. I'm a living witness.
You mentioned the indie group Kingdom Records.
Yes.
And we know Kingdom Records from Shekinah Glory Ministry.
Yes, yes.
How important was that for you to get hooked up with them?
It was a very important step. My wife, being my manager, she actually reached out to Kingdom Records with one of the first songs I wrote to the album, which was Marching Up to Zion. They loved it, and they wanted to see more. So I put together an album, and they loved it. And here I am today with an album under Indie Music Charts Kingdom Records. And I just have to give them a big shout-out. Bernie McLean, who is the vice president over there, and Norma D. Shears, who is D. Shears Entertainment, and oh my God, they're so amazing people, amazing people. It was a very heartfelt connection with them.
What type of expectations do you have for Shelter from the Storm?
I am looking to reach the masses. I am looking for people to be healed from knowing that God will provide shelter in times of trouble, because he promised us that in Psalms 27:5, that he will be our shelter in times of trouble. He will keep us safe in his temple and make us secure and place us on a high rock. So I expect to see that particular song to go all the way to number one, because it is an amazing song, and it speaks truth, and it speaks sincerity, and it is from my heart, and it is actually from a place that is truthful, that I've been through, and that I am able to share that with everyone in the world.
How true is the word says he'll never leave you nor forsake you?